ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Tafches. We're discussing over here the Gemara is referring to the Mishnah, the Machlokes, Bishamai and Bitzilil, that we find in the Mishnah in Zayin Amid Beis. Hamapeles Lo'ishmoinim Ve'echod. Is there a Chivas Korban, a new Chivas Korban, for this Hapola which he has? The halacha is that if she has another hapala which is mechayev her, another korban, but if it's toich melois, if it's still within the 80 days from the first original nekeva, then she doesn't have to bring another korban. After 80 days, then she has to bring another korban. The machlokes b'shamei and b'silul is this of on the night of the shmoinim ve'echod, and at night she cannot yet bring a korban. This is machlokes b'shamei and b'silul. Is she considered a isha who had another child toich melois, or is she considered a la'acha melois? Now in the Mishnah and in the Gemara we'll see that be'emes there's two ways of understanding the shita of b'shilul. B'shilul say that we're mechayev another korban, she has to bring another korban. In the Mishnah it will seem the svaros why b'shamei and b'shilul they're disagreeing. B'shilul tainas that the reason why she cannot bring a korban at night is only a technical reason. It is similar to Shabbos, and therefore she's be'emes considered the isha who's already la'acha melois. And Mamela, if she has another leida now, she's chayv to bring another korban. In the Gemara, B'shilul bring down a different makor and a different reason why she has to bring a korban. This is because they have a drosha from the pasuk levas, oy levas. This is a ribui teaching us that even on the night of Shmoinim ve'echod, also she has to bring a korban. Tosfos in Psochim in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Tosfos points out that even though in the Mishnah it would seem that the reasoning of B'shilul is because they hold that Laila is Einu Mechusas Man, like the Gemara will be discussing soon, and they hold that Laila at the night is only a technical reason why she cannot bring a korban, but the Gemara tells us that no, in the end B'shilul was Chuzah to B'shamai, and B'shilul agree that the reason because of what B'shamai say that Laila is Be'emes not enough of a reason to be Mechayev a korban. The reason why B'shilul and Maisa say that the Chayev a korban is because of this new pasuk, which we have a drosha of oy levas l'rabois oy shmoinim ve'echod. Now the Gemara tells us that the difference, if the reasoning of B'shilul is because Laila einu mechusas man, or because they have a drosha of oy levas, the difference is what will be the halacha in other korbanos of mechusi kapara, like a korban of a ziva and a zov who sees another time 3 years on the leil ches. This, if the svara of B'shilul is because Laila einu mechusas man, this will apply to also to Ziva also. Masha'inkin, if one is going to say the reason of B'shilul is because they have a drosha of Oy Levas, this is only a pasuk by Leida. Masha'inkin, by Ziva, we don't have another pasuk. Mamela, by Ziva, even B'shilul will agree that you're not chayiv another korban. The Gemara says, Lemi Katanoi, there's a machlokes in the Braisa of the 2 days. If someone, a Zov, Bal Sholish Re'ios, sees again the Leil Ches, if he has to go and bring another korban, and the Gemara says, there's a two Braises, one of them says maybe, one of them says Einu maybe, and then the Gemara's Madche that it could be that this is not the Machlokes. And the Braise which tells us that he's Mechuyev to bring another Korban, this is referring to a person who was only a Zov Bal Shtei Reyes, and the first original Ziva was not Mechayev in a Korban, he was only Chayev in Zayin Akim, and later on when he sees again Leil Ches, he's Mechuyev now to bring a Korban for the second Ziva. Says the Gemara Maile Memria, what is the Chiddush? Of course he has to bring a Korban because the first Ziva was not Mechayev in a Korban. Says the Gemara that the reason the Chiddush is that only if he sees on Leil Ches, then he becomes Chayev in a Korban. Masha'in Kain, if he's going to be seeing earlier on Yemama Design, says the Gemara, he's not going to be bringing a Korban even though now he has 3 years, he's not Mechayev a Korban. Now says the Gemara the reason is because Yemama Design Loi Kosovar Kol Yeir Shesoy Seres Ein Mevi Olidei Korban. This is the Gemara in the middle of Zayin Chesamad Aleph. The Gemara tells us O Yisoid in Hilchas Korbanos of a Ziva, even though 3 years of a Zav is Mechayiv in a Korban. But says the Gemara O Yisoid Kol Yeir Shesoy Seres. If this Yeir was the cause of being Soyser, the Zayin Akim, which this Zov was counting, in the middle of being counting his clean 7 days, and now because he saw new Ziva, then this Ziva is now being Soyser, the original Zayin Akim, this is not enough to go and say that this Re'ir should be Mechayev him, a Korban, because Re'ir Shesiseret, Einon Mevi Olidei Korban. Now, the Gemara Be'alos doesn't tell us the reason behind this halacha. Why should it then be that Re'iyo Shesayseres cannot be Mechayev a Korban? And we find them as a few reasons in the Achrinim, and there's a few differences in the reason given why Re'iyo Shesayseres in a Mavi'a Lidei Korban. The Pashtus, the Havona, the Ketzer Yeshua over here, the Orch Lener, so to the Risomeach, in Yisur Ebiya, Perik Zayin, Alocha Ches, he starts off explaining that the Pashtus, the reasoning would be, because we'll say that since he hasn't yet cleaned himself totally from his original Ziva, he hasn't yet had a clean Zayin Nekiim, 7 clean days, he had over here a new Re'iyah in the middle of the Zayin Nekiim, Mamela will say that this new Re'iyah of the Ziva is not actually a new Ziva, but it is actually a Chilek, which is still Shayach, it still belongs to the old Ziva, which he originally had, and he hasn't yet cleaned up from the original Ziva. Like we see, that he didn't even have a Zayin Nekiim. Mamela, this Re'iyah, since it's Soiseres, it actually belongs still to that original Ziva, and that original Ziva was only a Zov Bal Shtei Re'iyos, which was not Mechayev a Korban. Mamela, this Re'iyah also is not enough to be Mechayev a Korban, it still belongs, it's still Nitfal, it's still Tofel to the original Ziva. This will be the Pashtus of understanding this Yedin of the Gemara, that Re'iyah Shei Soiseres in a Mevila Dei Korban. The Sezer Meir Simcha in Oisomeach, in the Surah Bia over there, Perik Zayin Aloch Eches, that Be'emes one can say a different understanding of why Re'iyo Shesoy Seres in the Mevi'el Edei Korban. And Sezer Meir Simcha, the reason could be, is because normally a Zov, Bal Sholish Re'iyois who has to bring a Korban, is because the actual Re'iyois are causing him a Tumah, and a Chumir Diga Tumah, which is so Chomo, that he has to actually go and bring a Korban, to go and become clean, and Tor Nichnas LeMikdosh, for this Tumah of the Sholish Re'iyois. So Mamela says, Rameh Simcha, this is only in a case where the Sibba, the reason why he's actually Tomei, is because of the Re'iyois, of these three Re'iyois, these three sightseeings, which he saw of this Ziva, this was the reason why he became Tomei. Therefore, it's Mechayvim a Korban. Mamela, in this case, in our Gemara, he be'emes the reason why he's Tomei is because the Re'iyah was Soisa, the Zayin Nekiim. So now he became Tomei back again from the original Ziva. So it comes out that the new Re'iyah, which he saw the Ziva, was not actually the Sibba, the cause of giving him this Tumah, which he has now. Because he automatically gets back his old Tumah, because he didn't have a Zayin Nekiim from his previous Ziva of a Zov Bal Shtei Re'iyos. And Mamela says, Rameh Simcha, one can say that any Re'iyah which doesn't cause him a new Tumah is not a Chumer Diga Tumah enough to go and say that he should have a Chivas Korban. Mamela, he still remains with the old Tumah, and the old Tumah was a Zov Bal Shtei Re'iyos, and Mamela, this is the reason why he's not actually Chayev a Korban. Mamela says, Rameh Simcha, even if one's going to say that this Ziva which he's seeing now is actually a new Ziva, but since the Tumah is not actually being caused through the new Ziva, it is just being Soisa, the Zayin Nekiim, and he's still Tomei from the original Ziva, Mamela, this is the reason why he's not Chayev a Korban, and he still has a Halacha, like a Zov Bal Shtei Re'iyos. Now, there is a third Mahalach of understanding, how we understand this Gemara, this Yisoid of Re'iyo Shesei Seres, in the Mevi'el Edei Korban, the Orch Lener, over here points this out, and more so in the Shuria B'chil Michel, for Michel Feinstein over here in the Gemara, and they say that the Lashon of the Rambam in Mechusik Kippurim in Peir Gimel Halacha Daled, the Rambam tells us this Halacha of the Gemara, the Rambam says that the reason why he's not chayv to bring a Korban is because Re'iyois Eilu Listira Hein. The Re'iyois are actually Re'iyois for Stira. Says in Michel that L'chayr the Smashma in the Rambam that is actually a din mitzad the Re'iyah itself, that if we have a Re'iyah that this Re'iyah has a halacha, that the Re'iyah was a soiser, then it doesn't also do another din, does not have another halacha to give him a din tumah and a din korban. Because this Re'iyah has a halacha of a Re'iyah shesayseres, it's a different kind of Re'iyah, it's a Re'iyah of a stira, and it is not a Re'iyah of a tumah and of a chi of korban. This is what be mashma in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Orch Lener points this out and he says that l'chayr, the nafkemina is going to be, if someone Azov Bal Shtei Re'iyos, and then later on the Lil Ches, he's going to actually see four times, not just three times, but he's actually going to have four Re'iyos. Mamela says, Orch Lener, if the only reason why he cannot be chayiv a korban is because the re'iyah shesui serius is not counted, then one can say this is only in the case where he has three re'iyahs. Mamela, the first re'iyah he had was a re'iyah which cancelled out the original Zainikim, and he's only left over with two re'iyahs. Mamela, he's not chayiv a korban. Mashenkein, in a case where he saw actually four times, so then even if we're going to disregard the first re'iyah, because we'll say that the first re'iyah is the re'iyah shesoyseres, but we still have another three re'iyahs which can say that these other three are enough to be mechayivim a korban. Now this will only be according to this third havana understanding in this halacha, because as we explained, if we're going to say like the pashtus of the Gemara, that the din is, like the Kesi Yeshua said, because any re'iyos which you see during the Zainikim belong to the original Ziva, then there's no nafkemina how many times he's going to be seeing. Even if he sees many more times, they all belong to the original Ziva, and he's not going to be chai of a new korban. So too, according to the way the Oris HaMeach explained, that the din is that a re'iyah has to be mechayim, the sibah for a tumah, then so too over here, the reason why he's tameh is because of his original Ziva, which is only about shtei re'iyos. Only if we're going to say that the din of the Gemara is because the re'iyah is doing something else. This is called a re'iyah of stira. It is a different kind of re'iyah. It has a halacha of a re'iyah shesoyseres. Therefore, it cannot cause a tumah. This is only on the first re'iyah, because the first re'iyah was the one who's actually doing the stira. The other three re'iyahs, they're not doing the stira anymore. The stira of the Zainakim was already caused by the first re'iyah. Mamela says, la'ochilaneh, the nafkamina will be that in a case where you see four re'iyahs, we will not actually have over here a re'iyah shesoyseres. This is how Kesi Yeshua explains more the ochilaneh's words. It's not so clear. This is how the Kesi Yeshua explains over here the three mahalchim we can understand in this halacha. Mamela, according to the third mahalach of understanding that the din is only on a re'iyah shesoyseres, this will only apply in a case where he has three re'iyahs, but not in a case where he has four re'iyahs. Now actually, the Aruch HaNeh points this out, that the Loshon of the Rambam in Mechusik Kapore and Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet is not mashma that there will be a difference how many times he's going to see. And it will seem in the Rambam that even if in a case where he sees many re'iyos on the Leil Ches, he's also not going to be chayiv a korban. Now, says the Aruch HaNeh, according to this understanding, that the only reason why this re'iyah cannot cause him a chayiv korban is because it's doing something else. It's a re'iyah shesoyseres. Then the Chayyar, as he pointed out, this is only on the first one, but it will make an afkemina if you have other re'iyos. Like we said, the Aruch HaNeh tainas that will be an afkemina between having three re'iyos or having a four re'iyos. So, I mean, these are the three mahalchim we have over here in the Sugya. Also, the Nois Yaakov in his Truvas, in Simach of Zayin, the Nois Gimel discusses this, and he learns, like the Oris HaMeach, that the Yisod of the Gemara is we need to have the re'iyah which is actually causing the tumah. And over here, since the reason why he's Tomei is because of his original Zainikim, therefore it is not enough to be Mechayvim a Korban, even though he actually saw three times. Now over here, the Gemara tells us this din of re'iyah shesoyseres. The Gemara says that this re'iyah is soysa in a case where he sees on the night Leil Ches, then it has been soysa. In the case of a Leil Ches, it is not being soysa his Zainikim. He already has his Zainikim already. And the Shittim Kubetzes over here discusses, even though it could be actually hasn't gone yet to Mikveh, he hasn't yet been Toivel, and therefore he is not yet Tohur, it will seem that this case he cannot be soysa anymore his Zainikim once he's finished all the 7 days. But Al Koponim, in the Leil Ches, says the Gemara clearly that this is not anymore called the Re'iyah shesoyseres. Masha'in Kain on the Yomomo design, this is the Loshon of the Gemara, on the 7th day, then this has a halacha of Re'iyah shesoyseres and Mamela b'soysa all the days earlier, and this way, this is the reason why it's not maybe the day Korban. Now, points out the Shittim Mekubetzes over here in Oistes, that even though every single time we have three Re'iyahs, then automatically the third Re'iyah is going to be a soysa, because after the two Re'iyahs, he was already waiting to count already the Zainikim, and then the third re'iyah came along, which knocked out the Aschola, didn't let him to start, didn't allow the person to start counting his Zainikim. Afar Pekain, even so, we never say that the three re'iyah, the third re'iyah of every single Zov, Baal Sholish re'iyah, is called the re'iyah Shesoyseres. Now the reason is, says the Shittim Kubetzes, since he hasn't actually started counting his Zainikim, we cannot look at the third re'iyah, that this third re'iyah is being soysa his Zainikim. He hasn't yet started counting yet. Mamela, it doesn't yet have a halacha of a re'iyah shesoyseres, and therefore it's chayiv to bring a korban. but only in a case where he's already counted his Zayin Nekiyim, he's holding by the day 7, and now he's knocking out his Zayin Nekiyim because he had another year. This is included in the klal of Yosh HaSeseres that Eino may be the day Korban. Says the Shidim HaKobetzes, one has to know, does the Gemara mean to say that Dafke on Yemomo de Zayin, where he's already counted his full 7 days, and he's holding already on the last day, on the day 7, and then he has New Year Eos, now it is included, and we can look at this year like a year Shesri Seres? Or do we say also, anytime he has already started counting, even though he didn't yet finish his Zayin Nekiyim, it's only one day, day 1, day 2, day 3, and so forth, do we say there also the other Eos are going to be called Eos Shesri Seres? This is a suffix in the Shittim Kubet says, how many days does it have to be Soyser in order to say that it should be called Eos Shesri Seres? Now, says Rabbi Michal Feinstein, more so also in his Kuntres from Chidushi Agrim in Simen Hay, he says if one is going to say that the Svara of the Gemara is because every Re'iyah which he sees is a Tfelus, belongs to the old Ziva, then there should be no Svara to say that this is Dafke in a case where he's already finished counting his Zayin Yomim. Kol Shekein, even more so, if he's closer to the original Ziva, it's definitely more of a Svara to say that this is not enough to be Mechayvim Mekorbim because it belongs still to the old Ziva. So too, according to the Svara of the Yitzameach and the Yitz Yaakov, that we need to have over here a Ziva. The Ziva has to be the reason why he becomes Tommy is because of the new Ziva. Then also there's no difference if he has a Stira in the middle of the Zayin Nekiyim or at the end of the Zayin Nekiyim. L'choyer in the Shittim HaKubetzes, which will see him also, like we understood in the Rambam, that this is a bizundra, a separate halacha in Hilchis Re'ir, that if the Re'ir itself is causing a stira, it cannot do something else also, and it cannot be Mechayivim HaKorban. Mamela says the Shittim HaKubetzes, we have to know if this stira is enough, if it knocks out a few days, or do we need him, that he should be Soysa all of the Zayin Yomim. Explains the Michal Feinstein even more so, which is a very big Yisoid, in Hilchis Stira of Zayin Nekiyim. And says Michal Feinstein, Bemis, we have to know, in a case where the person has already counted 7 days, and now he has new years before the end of the day, before the Shkia of the 7th day. Bemis, the klal is, that as long as he has a miktas hayoim kekuloi, then this will be enough already to say that he has a Zayin Nekiyim. Memela, once he has a bit of the 7th day, noki, when it's clean, he hasn't yet seen any year. Then the halacha is, he has already a Zayin Nekiyim. Afar Pikein, even so, it's Mavur in the Gemaras, in a few places, in Gemaras Zvachim Choftes, other places, if he will have a Re'ir during the day, any time till the Shkia, then the halacha would be that even though he already had a Miktas Hayim Kekuloi, this will not be enough to say that he can retain the cloud of Zayin Nekiyim, because the whole day has to remain Noki. This is a halacha that the whole day has to stay clean. And even in the case of the Gemara, that he already went to mikveh and he already became tor, and he actually, be'emes me'ika adin, he would be mutter ready to even eat kodshim. But if he actually has a re'iyah later on in the day before the shkia, this will knock out all the Zayin Nekiyim and he will become tomei l'mafreya. Says Rav Michal over here, we have to understand, what is the pshat? Do we say that this is a poshete igloi milsa l'mafreya, that since he doesn't actually have now in front of him Zayin Yomim Nekiyim, he doesn't have any 7 clean days, Memela, the Zayin Nekiyim was never Chal, he thought that he had already 7 clean days, because he had the Miktas Hayoyim Kekuloi, but since he saw at the end of the day before the Shkia, therefore we can say now that it was the Gloi Milsalem Afreya, that he never had the Din of Zayin Nekiyim, and Memela, the reason why he becomes Tommy now is like he would see in the middle of the Zayin Nekiyim that he never had any 7 clean days, so too over here, he hasn't had 7 full clean days. Or do we say no, that since he had already a Miktas Hayoyim Kekuloi, so Memela, he has already somewhat a din of a Zayin Nekiyim. The reason why he becomes Tommy later on is because this is a new halacha, that is a din steerer. There's a halacha that if he had another year before the Shkia, then this has Re'iyah as a koyach to be soyser, to go and dismantle and go and disregard this Zayin Nekiyim, even though he already had the halacha of someone who is already clean and someone who's already tor through the din of Miktas Hayoyim Kekuloi. And says in Michal L'Chayyah in the Gemara in Megillah, it will seem like this in the Gemara in Megillah in Chesamet Beis, that there's different halachas to someone who actually has already used the Zayin Nekiyim because of the halacha mixas yim kekuloi, and then sees again before the end of the day, he has different halachas than someone who never yet had Zayin Nekiyim. So it will seem that it's not a gloy milsalem afreya that he never had the Zayin Nekiyim. It is a new halacha of a steer. This is Gzeis HaKosuf teaching us Igmalin Zal from a pasuk that even in the case of a mixas yim kekuloi, he has a koyach of a year to be soisa all the Zayin days, and Mamela, he is now called someone who does not ki'ilu, just like someone who doesn't have the Zayin Nekiyim, even though actually he already had the Zayin Nekiyim. This Yisoid also, others say from the Biskirov, in the Sivis HaKodesh, in the Zvachim Chof Tesamed Aleph, he said he heard this from the Biskirov, Rebblei Malin is Marich in Chilik Beis in Simen Yud Gimel. This Yisoid from the Gemara in Zvachim over there in Chof Tesamed Aleph, it will seem like this Yisoid, that this is included in a klal, which the Gemara over there says in Zvachim, that this is included in Acha Shehuchsha Yachzoi V'Yipaseil. Even though he's already kosher and he already became Torah, but he still has a koyach to have a steer, and later on he goes actually as being oiker his Zayin Nekiyim, which he already had through the klal of mixas and yom kekulei. Mamela says a michel v'yigishmak over here in the Gemara in the svara of the Shittim Ukubetzes, that the Shittim Ukubetzes has over here a tzad to say that since he already had a Zayin Nekiyim, there should be a difference between someone who has Zayin Nekiyim and then sees everything on Yomama the Zayin, to someone who has Re'iyos only in the middle of the Zayin Nekiyim on day 4, on day 5, even though both of them are being Soisa, the same way the person on day 4 he sees he's being Soisa, he's ruining his Zayin Nekiyim, so too the person who's seeing on Yomamed Zayin is also being Soisa his Zayin Nekiyim. And Afa became the Shittim Ukubetzes over here says that maybe there's a difference, and the Soisa is only called a Re'iyos HaSoiseres only in a case where he's holding already on day 7. Says Michael Feinstein, according to the way we explain now, that the geder of someone seeing on Yom Zayin after the mixas Yom Kekuloi is not like originally Gloy Muslim Afreya that he doesn't have in him at all Zayin Nekiyim. It is a new aloch of a soiser, the Mamela, this could be the reason why it is called a Re'iyosh HaSoiseres. And like we explained, that the din is that the re'iyah which causes a steer cannot also cause a chiyuv korban. And maybe, says the Shittim Ukubetzes, only such a kind of re'iyah on the seventh day, which is actually a re'iyah shesuseres, because this is the din, Agzeus HaKosuv, that he's actually being oiker, he's uprooting the Zayin Nekiyim, which he already did have, through the aloch of mixas hayom kekuloi, then it is included in the klal of re'iyah shesuseres. Mashainkein, someone who sees in middle of his Zayin Nekiyim, the reason why he becomes Tomei again is because he doesn't have Zayin Nekiyim. So this maybe is not enough to be included in the klal of a Re'iyosh HaSoiseres. And Mamela says, the Shittim Ukubetzes, maybe only on Yomama the Zayin, then he's not called someone who's already Chayiv a Korban. So Mamela, we discussed over here, Yesoidus Tiga Gemara only mentioned by us in Krisis Davches, this Yesoid of Re'iyosh HaSoiseres, and the Gemara tells us that this din is a halacha of a case where he cannot become chayiv in a korban since it's Re'iyosh HaSoiseres, and the Shittim Ukubetzes is sofik, is it dafka on the day 7? Because maybe, as we said, it is a different kind of stira since he already has the Zayin Nekiyim, it is a new Gzeis HaKosov to be oiker his original Zayin Nekiyim, and you say this thing in the Kuda in the Avona of a stira of Zayin Nekiyim. Now the Gemara continues on and brings the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, and Yisoid says Rabbi Yochanan, Ro achas balaylo. If a Zov sees one Re'iyah, the first Re'iyah he sees at night. Ubeis bayoyim, he saw the first Re'iyah on Leil Ches, which is not yet chayiv to being a korban, like the Gemara says, because Laila mechusas man, even though Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Laila im mechusas man, but he's referring to the Divrei Ha'im mechusas man. Says the Gemara that Ro achas balaylo, ushtayim bayoyim, then maybe. Then he still has to bring a korban since he had two by day. Mashain came in the case where he saw two by night, v'achas bayoyim, then ain't no maybe, because the second re'iyah, which was the re'iyah of a ziva, this was took place in Leil Ches, and Mamela, he's potter from a korban, like the Gemara said till now. The Gemara Lechatchila said that it's a raya to this Yisoid of Rabbi Yochanan, that the first re'iyah of the ziva, that we do not care if it takes place on the Leil Ches, because the first Re'iyah is actually as aloch of Shichva Zera, as aloch of a Keri Ba'alma, and Afa became its Mitzurah of Samamela, so too we can see the Re'iyah by night. But the Gemara says it's not Raya. If not for the words of Rabbi Yochanan, one can be Mechalik and say the Enichanami, the first Re'iyah is like a Shechva Zera, but it still has to be Al Koponim during the Zman of the Chiyuv. Memela says the Gemara, this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that not just the first Re'iyah is Alocha of a Shechva Zera, but it is also, does not have to be at all during the Zman of the Chiyuv, since it has this din of only looking at it like a Shechva Zera, Ba'alma, only a Keri, and only later on the other two Re'iyahs, they are the ones who are actually Re'iyahs of Ziva, which have to take place during the Zman of the Chiyuv. This is the Gemara by us, and the Alocha, the Rambam Paskins like this din, in Mechusi Kapora, in Peri Gimel, Alocha Hei, says the Rambam, that if this Zav is going to have one Re'iyah by night, it doesn't matter because the Re'iyah is only a Re'iyah of a Shechva Zera, and therefore it can take place even by night, which is a lav zman chiyuva. This is also enough as long as it has two Re'iyahs by day. Now, says Biskirov in the Sefer over there, in Chedushim Mor Rizal Levi, in Hilchas Mechusei Kapora, in Peri Gimel Alocha Hei, says Biskirov, L'chayre, the whole svara of the Gemara, like the Rambam explains, it will only be negeya to a zov. The zov, the man who becomes tome of ziva, this person over here has alocha of zov, bal sholish re'iyos. Now the klal is that a zov is tolui b're'iyos. A zova, a woman who sees ziva, she's tolui b'yomim, like the Gemara is going to say on Chesamid Beitz. Says Biskirov, the whole svara of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that we disregard the zman re'iyah of the first re'iyah, since it has alocha of a shechva zera, this will only apply to a zov. Mashenkin a zova, there's no difference between the first re'iyah and the other two re'iyahs. All of them have the alocha of re'iyah ziva, and there's no klal and there's no kula at all in the first re'iyah that this re'iyah has the alocha of a shechva zera, which doesn't apply at all by the isha, and memele has the alocha of re'iyah of a ziva, just like the other two do. Memele says a biskirov l'chayre should come out, that in an isha who's going to see ziva and she becomes a zova when she sees 3 days, then l'chayre, if the first re'iyah was that took place on Leil Ches, then she's actually not going to be able to bring a korban because she's missing her first day. Even though by the Zav, the Gemara says a svar over here, that even though the person had this re'iyah, Leil Ches, but it doesn't matter because it has Alocha of Shechva Zera, but says a Biskirov, this svar l'chayre only applies to the Tumah of Zav, but the Tumah of Ziva, which we all the three of them have the same chumer and the same chumer of a re'iyah of Ziva, we do not have the svara to go and say that the first re'iyah should be any different than the other two. So l'chayre, we should need to have all the three re'iyahs only after the day ches, only once it's yom ches, and not beleil ches. Mamela asks the Biskirov, l'chayre, we get back the Gemara's question over here. The Gemara says that be'emes we should be included later on in the Mishnah in Daftes, in someone who's maybe korban echod al averis harbe. Over here also, he's maybe korban echod al tumeis harbe. The Gemara says that by zov, this is not relevant, it is not clear if his ziva and night is going to be mechayivim a korban or not, it depends, because sometimes it actually is mechayivim a korban if he only has one re'iyah. But says the Biskirov, this is only by zov, but since a zov, as we explained, does not have this kula, Mamela psikale. It is always the klal that any re'iyah she's going to be having on this night is not enough to be mechayva korban. Mamela, she's actually going to be someone who l'chayra should be included in someone who's maybe korban echod al tumeis harbe. So l'chayra, we get back to the Gemara's question over here. What about the zova? This is how the Biskirov explains the shaila akasha over here on the Gemara. L'chayra, the Gemara's teretz only works by a zov. L'chayra, does not work by a zova. Now the Biskirov over there is marich to explain that the whole shaila of Zova will only work in the Cheshbonus with the Shita of the Rambam, who holds that the Cheshbon of the Yud Aleph Yoim, Bein Zival, Bein Nidol and Nidol, this continues on always, is always a Cheshbon of Zayin Yud Aleph, and therefore he makes a Cheshbon that the Kasha is only according to the Shita of the Rambam, like his Mayuch over there, Pi Cheshbonus, in the days of when she actually could become a Zova, and according to the other Rishonim, not always can she become a Zova, and you won't have the possibility of becoming again a Zova after she's already holding by day 10 of a ziva. She has 3 days becoming Tomei, and then she has 7 days of Zayin Nekiim, and now she's seeing again a Leil Ches, then she doesn't have another 3 days of Yemei Ziva anymore. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, it's possible to have again a 3-day Yemei Ziva. Mamela says, Biskirov, L'chayr, this is Shver. What does the Gemara do with the Zova? L'chayr, she's maybe Korban Echod, Al Tumeis Harbi. Says the Biskirov that maybe one can say that a big chiddush, that the whole svoy of the Gemara, Be'emes, only applies to the Zov and not to the Zova. The Zov who's actually Tolu B'Re'iois, the reason why he's becoming Tommy is every year, it depends on how many times he sees, and therefore every year is B'Mechayev him, if he has a Zov Bal Sholish Re'iois, he's Chayev Korban, and on that the Gemara says that it depends if the first year or if the second year is at night. And says the Gemara, if the secondary year is at night when he's not yet a bali dechiyuv, then he's going to be potter from a korban. But says the Biskirov, it could be that the zova, who's not actually tolling on year, he's based tolling on yomim. And since later on she had another 2 days, and she sees on yom ches and on yom tes again, and now she becomes a zova gedoyla, because for tuma she becomes tome, she becomes again a tome, she has 3 separate days, 3 years. And she has here a din of a tome of a zova gedoyla. She saw leil ches, and then on yom tes and yom yud. So memela she has here 3 tumas, 3 re'iois of yomim to become a zova gedoyla. Then says the Biskirov, maybe automatically she's now chayiv to bring a korban. Since she's a zova gedoyla, she's mechaseres kapara, and she actually has to bring a korban because she became tome. So even though one of her re'iois was actually during a time when she's not yet mechuyev to bring a korban, because we all lie lebuchus as a man, like the Gemara explains, but this doesn't matter in the din of a zova. We don't care if the first re'ir was actually missing. As long as she has now a tumah, and the tumah of the yomim she does have, and memela she's a zova gedoyla, then it's automatically mechayev her to bring a korban, even though she's missing the re'ir. Only in a zov do we say that it depends on the re'ir, and if we're missing and he had the re'ir during a time when he's potter, then he's not going to be bringing a korban later on, since the actual re'ir is what's tolly on, and this re'ir was lo yotzo l'shosh ro'oy l'havba korban, memele is going to be potter. Now, shenkin a zov b'chlal doesn't depend on when the re'ir actually took place. As long as she's Tomei and she became a Zova Gedoyla and a Mechusa Kapora, then she actually has to now go and be a Korban. And Mamila, this is the reason why the Gemara holds that a Zova, it doesn't apply at all. The Gemara's klal later on that she could bring one Korban, Al Tomei's Harbe, because she's actually Mechuyev. In any case, she's going to have to bring again another Korban since she actually becomes Tomei. And we don't care at all that the first year was during a time when she wasn't yet chayiv in the korban, because that is not the mechayiv over here. The mechayiv is the yomim, and the mechayiv is because she became a tumah of a zova gedoyla, and therefore she has to bring a korban, even though the actual time of the re'ir was leil ches and not in his man. She yotzeh l'shah sheruy lahavim b'korban. This is how the Biskirov over here in Chiddushim Moreh Zalevi explains a shtickle over here on this gemara in Krisas Daf Ches. Now moving further on into the sugya, to the next Mishnah in Chesem Ed Aleph. This is a sugya, a new sugya now of Chatos Oif, Abba Ala Sofik. The Mishnah tells us, Oisha, She Isha Leo, Sofik He Leidois, V'Sofik He Zivois, as she explains, this means Oi, Sofik He Zivois. She has either 5 Sofik Leidois, or 5 Sofik Zivois, Mevia Korban Echod. She only has to bring 1 Korban, V'Oicheles Bizvachim. This is enough to allow her to eat Bizvachim, V'Ein Ashar Oleo Chayva. The other korbanos, since it's only a sofik, ain't a shara lechivas, she doesn't have to bring the other korbanos. Mashenkin, in the case where she has hezivois vadois, she brings 1 korban loicheles bisvachim, vashara lechiva. Now the other korbanos are chiva, since the korbanos of vadai. Rashi explains, on the first din of the Mishnah, that the din is that in the case where she has sofik heledois, or sofik hezivois, she only brings 1 korban, Ain Ashar or Leo Chivo, says Rashi, in the Ramaschiv Ain Ashar, that she doesn't have to bring actually now any other korban, since this korban of the Chatas Oif HaBoa and the Sofik, Bekoishi Hitirulo, just about we allowed her to go and bring this korban to do a Malika of Chulin Lemizbeach, and therefore we only allowed her to do 1, Shem Loi Kain, says Rashi, Ain Lot Akona, to go and eat Kodshim, so Mamela, we allow her to go and bring 1 korban, but more than that, we're not going to allow her, and Ein Ashar Oleo Chiva, she's not Mechuyev to go now and bring the other ones, and only she brings 1 korban of Chatos Oif Habo Ala Sofik. Now, we discussed already earlier in Zayin Omid Beis in Rashi over there in the Mishnah, Rashi actually tells us that Chatos Oif Habo Ala Sofik doesn't have a problem of any Chulin La Mizbeach, because in La Mizbeach El Odomo, Rashi by us says Mefurish that there will be a problem in this Malika, since it's actually a Malika. As Chulin Amizbeach, says Rashi, this is a problem of Bekoishi Yitirula, and therefore she actually only brings one time a Chatos Oif Haba Ala Sofit. But we have to be Makdim over here and explain a bit the Havona and the Gede of this Korban, this new Mechudishtige kind of Korban this person has. This Isha brings a Chatos Oif Haba Ala Sofit. Now, the Keren Oyer in Nozid of Choftesomet Aleph explains that L'chayre, it will seem in our Gemara and our Mishnah, that this Korban over here, this Chatas Oif HaBa'al HaSofik, it is only a Korban Rishus. She's allowed to go ahead and bring this Korban, even though, as we explained earlier, a Korban Chatos is not Bob in a Dover. If a person is not Chayiv a Korban Chatos, there's no way he could go and bring a Korban Chatos, and if he does, it is a Korban of Chulin, it is not Chale Hektish Misofik bin Adover, and the Mela, it's going to be a Korban of Chulin Ba'azor. Over here, where it is only a Oif, it is not a Behema, we're only talking about Chatos or Oif, then the Gemara, the Sugi over here, the Mishnah tells us, that we're allowed to go ahead and bring one Korban Chatos, Haba'ala Sofik, she has permission, like Rashi says, Bekoishi Yitirula, she has permission to go, and in order to eat Kodshim, she can go ahead and bring one Korban, Chatos, Misofik, and this Korban, says a Keren Oyer, it will seem, it is only a Korban Nishus, she's allowed to, she's not Mechuyiv to, she's allowed to if she wants to eat Kodshim, and therefore, once she's already bought one Korban, the Ein Ashara Le'achuyiv, she's not allowed to bring any more, because this Korban is only a Korban of Nishus, she's not actually Mechuyiv. Says a Keren Oyer, if one's going to say that she's actually mechuyev to bring this korban, and when she has a chiyuv to bring a korban of chatas oif habal asofik, then lechuyev this should be very similar to the korban of a oshom tolui. We find in the Mishnah in that Beis Amed Aleph, we'll learn later on in the third perik, that there's a din that if you have a chatos, someone who eats chilev b'shoigig has to bring a chatos. If someone is mesupek, he doesn't know, he had two chatichos, or even a koron, mandom, even one chaticha, he doesn't know whether it is a eight chelev or shuman, then he has to bring oshem tolui. Now this oshem tolui, says a Keren Oyer, is a korban vadai. He's mechuyev to bring this korban, even if he doesn't want to, it is not permissible for him to bring it, he's mechuyev to go and bring this korban, that is a korban chuyva, just like any other korban, like a korban chatos, then misofik, he has a din of a korban oshem tolui. Over here, it will seem that the halacha is that this is only a korban of reshus. More so, says the Keren Oyer, if we analyze the korban itself, we see that the korban of Oshem Tolui is nechal lekoyanim. The din is that it has a korban, it has a akrova, and it is actually eaten to the koyanim. Mashenkin is korban of a chatos oif habal asofik, the Gemara tells us in Nozid of Chavtes, it is not nechal lekoyanim, it's chatos oif ve'ino necheles, because it could be that it is not actually a korban chatos. She's only mechuyev to bring this korban if she actually gave birth, if she actually had a ziva, and if she didn't, then and meila she's not mechuyev to bring a korban. Meila it is einon echeles. Meila all this will seem to point to the nekuda of here, to the point of the Gemara. It's explaining in avona in understanding the korban of chatos oif habal asofik. It would seem that this korban is beemes only a korban sofik. There's no korban chuyv over here. It still remains a sofik, and it's still a possibility that this korban is actually chulin, and therefore it's einon echeles. She's only permitted to go ahead and bring this korban if she wants, and memela will only matter her to bring one, because this is enough to be matter her bekodshim, and she cannot bring any other korban at all. So this is how the Keren Oyer starts off, that the Chiyuv one should understand to be able to take this out from our Mishnah. But asks the Keren Oyer, then we have to understand Be'emes in the Gemara in Nozid of Choftes, the Gemara over there tells us that the din of a Chatos Oif HaBa'al HaSofik is actually learnt out from a Posuk. We have a Mekor in the Posuk to teach us that just like there's a Korban of Oshom Tolui, so too there's a Korban of a Chatos Oif HaBa'al HaSofik. And the Gemara learns this out from a Hekesh, Lezochon and Lekeva, that there's a din of a Chatos Oif HaBa'al HaSofik. Now says the Keren Oyer, Bishleimer, if we're going to say that this korban is like a korban of Oshom Tolui, then this is what the Gemara is teaching us, that we have a new kind of korban over here, just like we have Oshom Tolui, we have a korban of a Chatos Oif Misofik. But if, as we explain, this korban over here, it seems, is not a korban of Adai, it is only a korban Sofik, it is only a korban Yeshus, then Memela Lechir, what is the Posuk actually teaching us, that this korban is allowed to be brought? Bishloimer, says the Keren Oyer, according to the Manda Omar, there's a Manda Omar who is in Shas, who holds a Chulin Ba'azoya, is Issa Dereisa, and we would say that even a Korban Oif also has somewhat a problem of chulin ba'azora, like Rashi says by us, there is a malikas chulin la'mizbeach, and we'll say that this is a issa d'oraisa, then of course we need to have a posuk to say that this isha is actually permitted to go ahead and do this ma'isa, even though it normally should be a problem of chulin ba'azora. But we know there's a man d'omer who holds chulin ba'azora, it's only issa d'rabbanon, it is not issa d'oraisa. So why should we need a posuk in the Torah to teach us that she's allowed to bring this korban, if the only din of chulin ba'azor is lav d'oraisa, and the pasuk is not actually teaching us a chiyuv korban, and there's no new korban vaday, it still remains a korban sofek ve'ein on echeles, and ein ashar ole chayva like we see by us in the sugya. So what actually do we learn from this gemara teaching us that there's a din min ha'Torah of a chata soif ha'ba'al ha'sofek? She doesn't have a chiyuv. And there's also no din to go and be matted to allow her, min ha'Torah, to bring the korban. Why not? Why should she not be able to bring the korban even without a pasuk? Mamela says, okay, no, l'chayu, we have to understand, according to the man d'omah, chulim ba'azor, lav d'oraisa, what is the need of an extra pasuk to teach us that there's such a kind of din of the chatos ha'oif, haba'al ha'sofik? Now, be'emes, this kasha of the Keren Uriah is already asked by Tosfos in Zvachim. Tosfos in Zvachim, Daf Samech Chesomed Aleph, asks this question, and he says, according to the Man d'Omah, Chulin Ba'azor, Lav D'Oraisa, why do we need to have a pasuk to tell us that we're allowed to bring Yechatos Aif Haba'al HaSofik? L'chir, anyway, she should be permitted to do so, because Chulin Ba'azor, Lav D'Oraisa. Says Tosfos Ateretz, and B'Yeshloima, says Tosfos Yisoid over there, the reason why we need a pasuk is because the chidush is that she's maybe a korban al hasofik, just like Osham Tol. Says Tosfos, the pasuk is teaching us that she has a havor of this korban, just like Osham Tol. Now we have to understand what exactly Tosfos mean to say over here in the Teretz. What is the pasuk actually teaching us in the chatos oif haba al hasofik? Explains the Biskirov in the Sefer in Mechusi Kapora in Perik Aleph Halacha Hey on the Rambam. And he brings down the Yesoid from Reb Chaim. And he says that Reb Chaim explained that Shteidon over here in the Gemara, and over here in this Tosfos, that the Yesoid of the Din of Chatos Oif Haba'al HaSofik is Be'emes not, like the Keren Uriah said, it is a Korban of Rishus. Be'emes, the Havor, the Choyva which she has a Choyva, just like she has a Choyva of Osham Tolui. Just like she's mechuyev to bring Osham Tolui, so too there's a new chiddush over here in the pasuk, which the Gemara tells us over there in Nozit Av Chavtes, that there's a havor mechudeshes, that she's mechuyev to actually bring misofik this korban of a chatas oif haba'al ha'sofik. Just like we have a korban of Osham Tolui, so too we have a new chivas havor of a korban of a chatas oif haba'al ha'sofik. But says the Biskirov from Reb Chaim, there's one difference, a very fundamental difference, between the korban of Osham Tolui and this korban over here of the Chatos Oif Sofik. By Osham Tolui, the Torah is mechadish to us a new kind of korban, just like we have a korban Chatos, korban Oilo, korban Shlomim, we have a new korban called Osham Tolui. So Memela, this korban, even though the reason why it is being brought is because of the Sofik, but the actual korban is a new kind of korban called Osham Tolui. Memela, it has a din of a korban Vadai, and it is Nechal HaKoyanim. Masha'inki in the korban of Chatos Oif Haba'al HaSofik, there's no actual new korban being nischadosh over here in the pasuk. The korban stays the same, it is the same Chatos Oif which every Isha will bring on her Leda and her Ziva. This is the same Chatos Oif, there's no new korban over here. The thing what's been nischadosh over here in the pasuk is the Chayvas Havor, that she's mechuyev to bring this korban, which actually might actually be a korban Sofik. So the chayva over here is not changing the actual korban. It is a chayva as havor vaday to bring, go ahead and bring this korban, which is a chatos oif haba'al ha'sofik. Memela, since the chayva over here is only on the havor, that she's mechuyev to do so, she's mechuyev to bring to the mizbeach this korban of chatos oif, it's still the chatos oif. If she actually didn't have any child, then the chatos oif is chulin, and therefore ein on echeles. Even though she's mechuyev to do so, the Torah tells her that she's mechuyev to take this chatos ha'oif because maybe she has a sofik yolda. Memela, she has to go and bring this chatos ha'oif, even though it could be that she's lo yolda and then the korban is only a chulin. So the Torah actually, what didn't change the korban? The Torah just gave her a new chivas havor, that she has a chivas havor vadai to bring ahead, go ahead and bring this korban sofik into the azora, and this is what the din of the Torah is telling us. Mamela, even according to the man Dohoma, who holds a chulin ba'azora, lavda yaisa, and we do not need to have any pasuk to teach us that she's permitted to bring this korban, because anyway she'll be allowed to if she wants, but the pasuk over here is actually not telling us a heter. The pasuk is telling us a chiyuv, that she's actually mechuyev to go ahead and bring this korban, and she cannot say that she doesn't want to. She's mechuyev to bring this korban. And mamela, this korban is actually now coming b'toyas vadai, even though the actual korban itself is still remains a korban sofik, not like the Oshem Tolui, where the actual korban is a korban vadai. This is how Reb Chaim explains the ikar havona over here of the korban of a chata soif abala sofik. And b'emes, we find this in the Chazanish also, in the Goyim, in Simen Yud Gimel, in Lois Ches, in Vamaschiv, and there also, he goes like this mahalach, and he explains that the korban itself is actually a korban sofik, but the chivas havor that she's mechuyev b'toyas vadai, and she cannot say that she does not want to bring. And mamela, that's why we have in our mission over here din that she's mevia korban echol, she's mechuyev to bring one korban. The rest ain't ashar aleh chivo, but one korban she's mechuyev to bring. Now the Biskirov over there in his sefer is very marich, and he explains further the understanding, the difference over here of a korban of mechuse kapora, which will be explained more by Ariches further in the part 2 over here in Krisas Tafches. Now moving further on into the Gemara, and we'll get back to this point of Reb Chaim Yitzavona in the Gedda of Chata Soif Abal HaSofik, which comes up now again in the Pshat in the Gemara over here in the Be'aisa at the beginning, at the end of Chesamed Aleph. Says the Gemara in Tonu Rabbonon, the Gersa we have in us by us in the Gersa of the Gemara is Hei Leidois Vadai, Hei Zivois Sofik. Oi, Hei Leidois Vadai, Hei Leidois Sofik. Now the Braisa is very megumgum, and we have over here a few different Gersois, which make, have a lot of nafgeminus la halacha between the different Gersas. The first Gersa, the Shittim Ukubetes, over here brings down from the Rosh, so too is quoted also over there in Shittim Ukubetes in Baba Basra, in Tavkuf Samech Vavah Medalef, B'Shem the Rosh. And he's Gurus, and he changes over here the Sefer, and he says, the ratio we have to stay the same like we have, Hei Leidois Vadai and Hei Zivois Sofik. But he changes the Sefer and he says that the Sefer has to say Hei Zivois Vadai and Hei Leidois Sofik. And he explains that only because over here we're talking about someone who had two different Chiyuvim. She has over here Vadois of one kind of Chiyuv, of a Zivo or a Leida, and the Sofik is from the other one, is from the Zivo or the Leida, and therefore she has to bring different korbanos, she has to bring a korban echod for each one in order to be mechayev, because she has a vadai of one kind of chiyuv and she has a sofik of a different chiyuv. But says Rosh Hanami, if all of them will be sfeikos, even though she will have 10 sfeikos altogether, 5 of them from Ziva and 5 of them from Leida, she'll be able to bring one korban and she'll be a cheles bizvochim, a big chidush, that she could bring one korban to be oichel bizvochim even on Leidas and Zivas, not just on the same chiyuv. Now this actually depends on the Gemara in the Braisa later on in Daftes on Medbeis, and the Mitzvah Shem later on will be more Marich over here later in Daftes on the Shitta of the Rosh over here by us. Now this is the Gisa we said of the Rosh, but Rashi over here seems to be Gurus, like we have over here in the Gilyan, the Mesiris HaShas, the Birkas HaZevach over here is Magia like this, and we have this in Rabbeinu Geshem, and so too in the Rambam, in the beginning of Mechusi Kapora, Peik Aleph Aloch Yud, the Ogurus in the Risha that we're talking about Hei Zivois Vadai and Hei Zivois Sofik. And in the Sefer, it is Hei Leidois Vadai and Hei Leidois Sofik. So we're talking about someone who has actually the same Chiyuv, either Leido or Ziva, but she has 5 Vadai and 5 Sofik. And on that says the Breisa, Chidush, Mevia Korban Echod, Veicheles Bizvochim, the Aloche is that she has to bring Mevia Beis Kinin, Echos Ala Vadai, Veachas Ala Sofik. She has to go and bring 2, at least 2, in order to be able to eat zvachim. She has to at least bring 2 korbanos, 1 in order to pater her chivas vadai, and 1 on a sofik. Now, all the achrinim ask over here, b'kveigo over here in Gilyan Ashas, so to the ochlenen, the min chaschinuch, mitzvah kuf samaches, noisei, they all ask that it's very hard to understand such a kind of halacha. Since according to this gisa, we said we're talking about someone who has only 1 chiyuv, either because she has zivois or she has leidois, then what do we care that 5 of them are Vadai and the other 5 are Sofik? Just like if you'll have 10 sveikos or 10 vadois, she'll be able to bring one korban and be oicheles bizvochim. So why over here should she not be able to be eat zvochim with one korban? If she brings one korban ala vadai, this should automatically be allow her to eat kodshim, because what's the difference that she has the other five which are sveikos? But the only reason why she has to bring a korban is only because maybe she actually did give birth. Memela, she has 10 chiyuvim over here of later. So if she has 10 chiyuvim vadai, she can also only bring one, she's allowed to bring one korban, and she becomes a cheles bizvochim. So why over here, because she has 5 vadai and 5 sofik, she should be much worse off than someone who has actually a chiyuvah of 10 vadai or a chiyuvah of 10 sofik? It's very hard to understand the svar of the Gemara, why actually she should have to bring 2 separate chiyut korbanish nekinim, one for the vadai and one for the sofik. Says the Biskirov, over here in this Mechusik Kaporim, Peik Aleph Halacha Hei, further from Reb Chaim, he says, that according to the Yesoid, what he explained earlier from Reb Chaim, that the Gedder of the Chatas Oifah Baal HaSofik is actually a Chuyvas Vadai, that because she has a Sofik, she's Mechuyev to bring a Korban. Memela, just like we understand that when we have a Korban Chatos, even this person, let's say someone who ate Chilev, B'Shoigig, and he has to bring a Korban Chatos, besides that, he also has a sofik, maybe a tchelev, and Mamela is mechuyev to bring Oshem Tolui. Just like we understand over there, we're not going to say that if you bring one chatos, it can patter also the chuyev of the Oshem Tolui, because she has now a different chiyuv. She has a chiyuv now to go and bring Oshem Tolui. So too over here also, even though as we explained, this is the same korban, the korban is not different, it is still a korban chatos oif, but the chuyvas havor that she's mechuyev to bring is a chuyva vadois because she has a sofik. And this chuyva comes because she has this sofik that may be yolda, sofik yolda, and sofik lo yolda. And even klapa the tzad of lo yolda, she also has a chuyva vadois to bring a korban. It is not allowed to her to say that, no, I won't bring a korban. She's mechuyev on both sodim that she's mechuyev to go and bring this korban because she actually has a sofik. So Mamela, even though she's actually bringing a korban vadai, this is not enough to go and patter her chuyvas havor, which she has to bring ala sofik, just like a korban chatos cannot patter oshem tolui, so too over here, the korban cannot go and patter her chuyvas vadai, cannot patter her chuyvas sofik. This is how the Biskirov brings down for Reb Chaim in the Sefer to explain this episode of this Gemara. Now the Aviezri in his Sefer over here in Mechusik Kapora says that L'chir, it is very different, a Chatas Ha'oif and the Oshem Tolui. Because as we said earlier, the Oshem Tolui is actually a different Korban. Memela, over there we understand very well that if she brings a Korban Chatas, she cannot be Yotze, her Oshem Tolui, it is 2 separate Korbanos. Mashenkel over here, the Chatas Ha'oif is not a new kind of Korban. Says Aviezi, this is Muchach, we find in the Gemara later on, in Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, that if she's in the middle of bringing a Chatas Ha'oif, Habo Ala Sofik, because she wasn't sure if she gave birth or not, and later on during the Havoi it became clear to her that she's actually Chayiv a Korban, then this Korban actually changes over into a Korban Vadai. The Gemara says, Im Lacha Melika Noidola Sheyolda Vadai, Teose Vadai, changes into a Korban Vadai. Now Oshem Tolui, there's no din that the Oshem could change into a Chatos, it's a different kind of Korban. But the difference is, like we explained earlier over here, the Korban is the same Korban, it is a Korban Chatos, it is a Korban Chatos Misofik. But says Aviezri, since at the end of the day over here by us, we talk about one Korban, so what do we care that over here she has a Chuyva to bring ala Sofik? But L'chuyva, the Korban is still the same, so why can we not say that the Korban, which is bringing ala Vadai, should pater, take care of this Tzad, that maybe she's a Yolda, and Mamela, she should not be Mechuyev a Korban anymore, because the only reason why she's bringing a Korban Misofik is because maybe she had another 5 Sveikos. But since she actually brought a Korban Vadai, which is the same Korban she'll be bringing over here, if ala Sofik, why should she have to go and bring another Korban in order to go and patter her Chuyva Sofik, even though she has a Chuyva Vadai ala Sofik, like Ibrahim explained, but it's the same Korban, so L'chuyva, we can still use the same Korban which she brings ala Vadai to go and patter the Sofik. And Aviezi says that his Yomim Nitzarity, his work to try and understand this Svar of Ibrahim, L'chuyva, it's very Choluk from a Korban Oshem Tolui and a Korban of the Chatzal Soif HaBaal HaSofik. We have to understand why at the end of the day can you not be Yotze this Korban Vadai to go and patter the Chuyva HaSofik. And this is the cash over here, B'Kivegi and Gilin HaShas, which it blibes over here about Tzorichin Godin. Another Marimokim is a Bilei Malin over here, is also very Marich, in Chilek Beisim and Samach, and he actually goes a bit further, and he taka says that the Korban of Chatzar Soif HaBaal HaSofik is actually a different kind of Korban, and it is similar to the Oshem Tolui, but this is what the Kasha of Rav Yezri is, that if so, how can it change over and become, in middle, a Chatzar Soif Vadai, if it's actually a different kind of Korban? And the Bilei Malin over there discusses in Simon Samach to answer this question of the Rav Yezri, how can it switch over even though it actually happens to be a different korban? So this is a sikum of the chidushtige kind of korban we have in our sugya, a new kind of avor of a chatas ha'oif ha'bo'al ha'sofik, which we find by us in Krisis, and later on we'll discuss even more in the last peik in Krisis in the gede of the chatas ha'oif ha'bo'al ha'sofik. Now moving further on into the next period, Kamches Med Beis, the Mishnah tells us Habor Mechusi Kapore, V'Habor Mevin Al Azodin Kishoigig. We start off with the Dinim of Mechusi Kapore. These are the Zovo, Yeledes Hanametzir, Heblezim Ben Yankiv Ad Zon, that the Geir is also someone who's Mechusi Kapore, like the Gemara says, that he has to bring a Korban, and Memele is a Hazalocha of a Mechusi Kapore at Yizrik Olavas Adam. So too, says Heblezim Ben Yankiv, also a Nozi. The Gemara discusses a Nozir Torah is also a Mechusa Kapora Liyenoi V'Tiglachtoi V'Tum Osoi. He also has a Halacha of Mechusa Kapora. These are the two Mechusa Kapora Chablez Meyakiv Adzon, the Geir and the Nozir. Now the Gemara over here discusses the Halacha, the Rida Machlokes between the Blez Meyakiv and the Rabbonon. And the Gemara says that the Rabbonon disagree with the Blez Meyakiv's klal that the Geir also is included in the din of Mechusa Kapora. Says the Gemara, Ki Kotoni, the Rabbanan Svar is, that all the Mechusi Kapora, which are said in the Mishnah, the four, the Zov, Yeledes, and Metzira, they are bringing their Korban, the Mishi, Le Michal, the Kodshim, in order to permit them to eat Kodshim. Whereas the Geir, Ki Komaisi Korban, Lachshurei, Nafshe, Le Me'al, Bekohalu, the reason why he's bringing a Korban is in order to go and be allowed to go into, be into Klal Yisrael, and like we'll discuss later on in Daftes, Mamela says the Gemara that Rabbanon hold that a Geir is not included in the Klal of Mechusi Kapora. Now, in the Ikka Havona and the Machlokes between the Blezim Yaakov and Rabbanon, there seems to be a big Machlokes Rishonim over here in how to understand the Machlokes. Because Rashi later on in the Vamatchil Geir says very clearly that the Braisa which tells us that a Geir is Ma'ukav Lechul B'Kodshim, he cannot eat Kodshim until he brings his Korban, is a Dover Muskim. Everyone agrees, even the Rabbanon agree also that a Geir is not allowed to eat Kodshim until he's brought his Korban. Mamele comes out that the Machlekes of Blezim Yankiv and Rabbonon is not if a Geir is allowed to eat Kodshim or not. This is like normally the din of a Mechusi Kapora, and it will seem that according to the Rabbonon, which they hold that a Geir is not a Mechusi Kapora, he should be allowed to eat Kodshim. Says Rashi, no, everyone agrees that a Geir is Ma'ukav, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim. Mamele, the Machlekes between Heblezim Yankiv and Rabbonon is not about Kodshim, it's Bichlal whether his Korban is going to have a halacha of Mechusi Kippurim, like we'll see soon, other Nafkeminis, not Legaba this halacha of eating Kodshim, because even the Rabbonon agree that Geir is not allowed to eat Kodshim before his Korban. So too the Rambam in Yad Chazoke, in Hilchos Mechusi Kapora, in Peyek Aleph Halacha Beis, even though we're passing clearly like the Rabbonon, that the Geir is not included in one of the people who are Mechusi Kapora, but says the Rambam, a Geir is not allowed to eat Kodshim until he brings his Korban. But Rebbe Kveig already points out over here in the Mishnais, so too the Keren Oyo in Yivom Estaf Mem Zayin Omed Aleph, that if we look in the Rambam by us in the Pirish HaMishnah, in his Pirish on the Mishnais by us says the Rambam, that according to the Rabbonon, since a Geir is not Mechusi Kapora, Be'emes, he's allowed to eat Kodshim even before he's brought his Korban. As long as he's done a Mila and a Tvila, then he's allowed to eat Kodshim. And Be'emes, this is a Machlekes Gufa in between Heblezer and Yankiv and Rabbonon, that according to Heblezer and Yankiv, he has Alocha Mechusi Kapora, Memele is not allowed to eat Kodshim. And the Breisa later on is Be'emes the Shita of Heblezer and Yankiv. But the Chachomim, who all that Geir is not a Mechusi Kapora, is Be'emes allowed to eat Kodshim. And this is a Machlekes by us in the Mishnah. It seems from the Neir Tomid over here on the Masechta that Rashi, there was such a Girsa like this in Rashi also, that not like we have by us in Rashi, and that the Girsa was in Rashi like the Rambam in the Pesach HaMishnah is, and he says that according to the Rabbonon, Be'emes is Mutter B'Kodshim, and the Breisa later on is the Shita of Eblezim and Yankiv. So too, Mefurish like this is Abinu Gershom over here, who explains clearly that the Breisa of Geir, who Mo'ukav Lechul B'Kodshim, is the Shita of Eblezim and Yankiv. In the Tosfos Yeshanim earlier in Daf Beis Amud Beis, we find even more. And he explains over there, the Tosfos Yeshanim, that Be'emes there's no machlekes at all between Reb Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon in any halacha. There's no halachic machlekes going on over here. The shaila is only if he's included in the klal of being a mechusik kapara. The lashon of the Mishnah tells us, albo mechusik kapara, there are only four people who are actually mechusik kapara, the Zav, or Yiledes HaMetzir. And now the Blessed Ben Yankiv disagrees that we should also include a ger in this klal, and therefore we'll have some of five or six if a noz is also included in mechusik kapara. But there's no actual difference in halacha between the Blessed Ben Yankiv and Rabbanon, since they both agree, like we said earlier from the Rambam and Rashi, in the Yad HaChazoka, that the din is that they both agree that he's not allowed to eat kochim, and therefore there's no actual difference la'alocha. Memela says the Tosfos Yeshanim, there's actually no machlikas going on between the Blazim Yankiv and the Rabbono. Now, says the Bikveige, that it seems to be l'chaya, since we said that the Rambam in Yad HaChazoka says that the Rabbono hold that a ger is also not allowed to eat kochim before he brings his korban. Memela l'chaya will have to say, even according to the Rambam in Yad HaChazoka, like the Tosfos Yeshanim explains, that there's no actual halachic machloikis between them, and the whole machloikis is only in the lashon of the Mishnah, and in this klal of how many people are called the mechusik kapara. But if we're going to discuss any halachic nafkemina, Tzchoyer says in Kveiga, there's no difference, because the Maisa, the Rambam, Yad HaChazoka, Paskins, that everyone agrees is not ati ikotchi, memeila lechoyer, this is always the basic nafkemina, if someone is called a mechusik kapara, and since over here, everyone agrees is not ati ikotchim, memeila lechoyer, there's no nafkemina anymore between them, and we have to say, according to the Rambam, and so to Rashi by us in the Sugya, we'll have to say, like the Tosfos Yeshanim is a doichek, that be'emes, there's no machlekes between them, even though the Rambam doesn't, and Rashi by us doesn't point this out, and it seems to be there is a difference la'alocha in between the Blazim Yankiv and Rabbonon, but says Ebekiveiga, since they both hold that they're not allowed to eat kochim l'chiria, there's no nafgemina la'alocha, and we have to say that they learn the Mishnah like the Tosfos Yeshanim, there's no machlekes la'alocha. But we do see in other achronim that they point out that there are other differences la'alocha one can say, and this is actually the machlekes between the Blazim Yankiv and Rabbonon. That one can say that even though everyone agrees that you're not allowed to eat kochim, like the Gemara, Rashi explains in the Gemara, the Brei says even according to the Rabbanon, but there are other nafkeminis, and on this is the machlekes whether a ger is included in someone being called a mechusik kapara, since at the end of the day he's bringing a korban to allow him, to imate him, to come lekol, and the Rabbanon disagree, and the Rabbanon hold that this person is not included in the mechusik kapara. The first nafkeminis, we'll mention a few of them. The first one is Orchlenei. The Orech Lenei, earlier at the beginning of the Mesechta in Daf Beis Amed Beis, he says that it could be an afgemina if there's going to be a chiyuv of Malkus. Because as we know, a mechusik kapara, who eats kochim, the halacha is he's also be kochim, and if he eats kochim, he's going to get Malkus, because the mechusik kaporim is loika al achilas kochim. So Memela says Orech Lenei, one can say, this is only like a blessed Ben Yankiv shitta walls, that he has a halacha of mechusik kapara, who'll get Malkus for the lav of a mechusik kapara eating kochim. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, the reason why the Rabbanon agree and say that he cannot eat kochim is not because he's a mechusik kapara, but they hold that he's still missing in coming lekol, in becoming a ksheir Yisrael, he's not totally a full yid, and therefore this is what is not permitting him to go and eat kochim. But since he's not included in the mechusik kapara, memela, he hasn't got the lav of mechusik kapara, and he won't get any malkus, even though he still has a bit of a goyishkeit to him, his geirus hasn't yet finished totally, and memela, this is the reason why he's not allowed to eat kochim. Memela says Orech Lenei, so to find this in the Sidri Tyrus, in Kelim, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Beis, they say the difference is if we'll get malchus of the achilas kochim like a mechusik kapara or not. Another nafkemina in the Sefer Menachem Shloime we have over here in Siman Kuf Chof Aleph, he says that one can say the difference is that the halacha is a mechusik kipurim is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdosh. Like the Mishnah says, in the beginning of Kelim, in Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches, he's not even allowed to enter the Ezras Yisrael on Mechusi Kippurim. Memela, according to Blaz Ben Yankiv, he won't be allowed to go into the Ezras Yisrael, but according to the Rabbonon, who hold that Geir is not Mechusi Kippurim, Memela could be, he's allowed to enter the Ezras Yisrael, even though the Gemara says that his Geirus is not totally complete, and therefore he's not allowed to eat kodshim, but it could be he hasn't got a halacha of a goy that he's not allowed to even come into the chil of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Mishnah says over there in Kalim. But he hasn't, he's already been nisgaye, memele, he's not completed his geirus totally to allow him to eat kodshim, but lemaise he'll be still be allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, he hasn't got a halacha of a goy, and therefore, since he doesn't have a halacha of a mechusi kippurim, memele is allowed to come into the Eretz Yisrael. This is the Nafkamina, the Menachem Shlomo says, and Tiferes Yisrael also over here in the Boyaz, Ois Aleph discusses this Nafkamina. The Tiferes Yisrael just points out that this only works for the Nafkamina of a geir, and so too the first Nafkamina, legabe the Malkus of mechusi kippurim, this is all benegeir halacha of a geir, but the Nozir is definitely allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, so too the Nozir is allowed to eat kodshim, and Mamela, Lechiri, Vaitad, what is the Nafkemina, we have to understand, if it's a Machlikas, if it's a Yankiv, and Abonon, also by the Nozir, if he has a Loch of Mechusi Kippurim, and over there, Lechiri, these Nafkeminas don't apply, and we have to understand, what is a Nafkemina, if he's called a Mechusi Kippurim or not. Now we do find another Nafkemina, an interesting Nafkemina, if he's called a Mechusi Kippurim, the Torah HaKodesh, in Chile Gimel Simchafei, so to the Neza HaKodesh in the Sefer on Krisis, in the beginning of Krisis in Beis Amed Beis, they discuss the halacha mentioned in the Mishnah in Chagiga, Chof Aleph Amed Aleph. The Gemara, the Mishnah over there tells us that Mechusi Kippurim, even after he's already brought his korban, he needs to have another tvila, he needs to go to mikveh again and be toivel in order to allow him to eat Kodesh. This is the Mishnah tells us Mechusi Kippurim, Tzrichim Tvila LaKodesh, even after the Akrovas HaKorban, they need to have another Tvila to go and allow them to eat Kodesh. Now Tosfos over there in Chagiga tells us, this is only a Mechusi Kippurim of a Tumah, like a Zov, the Zovo, Yeledes Mitzoyer, Mashenkin and Geir. The reason why he's being Toivel is not because of his Tumah, and the Mamela is only because of the Geiru, so once he's brought his Korban, he does not need another Tvila, since the Mechusi Kippurim is not because of his Tumah. This is Tosfos over there, in Chagiga tells us that even according to Blaz Ben Yaakov, who holds that Geiru is a Mechusi Kapora, but he will not need another Tvila. But the Meiri, we find, disagrees with Tosfos, the Meiri in Psochim Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph, and he says, no, that even a Geir is going to need another Tvila after he brings his Korban in order to allow him to eat Kodesh. Memela says the Torah HaKodesh, this can also be an Afkemina over here, whether he's going to need another Tvila after he brings his Korban, because if we're going to say he has a loch of Mechusi Kippurim, then he's included in the klal of Mechusi Kippurim, Tzichin Tvila LaKodesh. Mashenkin, according to Rabbanon, he doesn't need to have another Tvila since his Korban is not actually a Korban of a Mechusi Kapora. Memela, this might be another Nafkemina where he needs to have another Tvila, even though Kipshuto, we said already, Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos holds the Kula Alma, you do not need another Tvila. And Pashtus, even according to the Meiri, this Tvila is only a Din der Abonon. Memela, it will be interesting that the whole Machlikas of Lezim Yankov and Abonon over here in the Mishnah will only be Benegea, this new Choivas Tvila mit der Abonon, that the Abonon said you have to have another Tvila after he brings his Korban. But Al Kaponim, this could be an Afkemina Ladina in between the Machlikas over here of Lezim Yankov and Abonon, according to the Shitta of the Meiri. Now, another Nafkemina is Mavu in Reb Chaim in the Stenzlach over here in Simen Shim Emches. Says Reb Chaim that the Gemara in the Dorin Lamed Hei Omed Beis tells us that the Korban, a noble Korban, needs to have Das Bailim. You cannot be Makriv a Korban without any the Bailim knowing about it. The owner of the Korban has to bring the Korban Leritzoinoi. There's a din of Das Bailim. Says the Gemara over there in the Dorim that this only applies to a Korban, which is a Korban Chiva, and the normal Korban, which is Bo, and Znikra, for the Bailim's Chait, then you need to have a Das Bailim. But says the Gemara that a Korban of a Mechusi Kippurim does not need to have Das Bailim. This is the Klal the Gemara tells us, a Chidush in the din of a Krova of a Mechusi Kippurim, the Akrova of a Korban, which is coming to be matter him to eat kodshim, does not need to have Das Bailim, like the Gemara over there in the Dorim Lamed Hei. The Gemara says, Nafkeminis, for a cotton, if you're allowed to go be Makiv a Korban for him, says the Gemara, a Korban of a Mechusi Kippurim does not need to have Das Bailim, since it's not coming for the Chait, and Mamela can be Nikrav without any Das. Mamela, says Reb Chaim, this could also be an Afkemina over here, whether the Korban is actually called the Korban of Mechusi Kippurim, whether it can be brought without any Das Bailim. Because if we say that Geir, like a Blazmen Yankiv, holds his Mechusi Kippurim, he has to have Das, doesn't need any Das Bailim, Akula. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbanon, he does not have a Halacha of Mechusi Kippurim. Mamela, says Reb Chaim, a Chidush, even though it's not actually Koriv for the chait, but al kaponim, since he's not included in the klal of a mechusi kippurim, he does not have the kula to say that he does not need any das. By name, amameila, he's going to have das. We're going to have the das of the owner of the korban, the ger, in order to be makiv his korban. This is another nafkemina, which Reb Chaim over here explains the difference between a blazmi yankiv and a rabbonon. So we discussed a few nafkeminas, the ochel nez difference, whether he gets malchus from mechusi kippurim, the difference from Menachem Shleimer, if he's allowed to come in to the Azorah, into the Ezas Yisrael, Nafkemina, when he's going to need another Tvila after he brings his Korban, and another Nafkemina, if he has any Das, Bailim, during the Akrovas Korban, if his Korban has a din of a Mechusi Kippurim, and these could be the Nafkeminas, according to the Shita of Rashi by us, and the Rambam Yad HaChazoka, that they hold that there's no machlekes between Eblezer Ben Yankiv and Rabbono whether he's allowed to eat kodshim, because everyone agrees that the geir is ma'ukiv lechel bekodshim, but maybe there's other differences. So as we said, it comes out that Rashi and the Rambam Yad HaChazoka hold that there's no machlekes benegeya the din of achilas kodshim. Everyone agrees he's not allowed to, but we said maybe there's other nafkeminis. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnai, so to the Bartanur over here, they learn that the machlokes is gufa, whether is he allowed to eat kodshim, and we'll learn the b'raisa later on, like it says in Abinu Gershim, the b'raisa is only like the shit of a blazer ben yankiv, and the Tosfos Yeshonim earlier in Beis Amud Beis says there's actually no nafkamina la halacha at all between the two mandorim, and the whole machlokes is only in the loshen, is he included in the loshen of Mechusi Kippurim, but there's no nafkamina la halacha, and everyone agrees he's not allowed to eat kodshim, and there's no other differences, not like we discussed from the Achrinim, how they answer Shittas Rashi and the Rambam in Yad HaChazoka.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Keresis is dedicated by the Donors Fund, Le'ilui Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
This shiur is part 2 of Keresis Tavches. We discussed in the part 1 already the Mishnah in Chesomed Aleph, the Geder of the Chatos Oif Haba Ala Sofik. We said over from the Keren Uriah, in Nozid Dav Choftes, that he says that Lechuyah from the Loshon of the Mishnah and from the Halacha, that Ein Asharo Le'ochivo would seem that this Korban is actually a Korban Rishus. She's not Mechuyah to bring this Korban. She's only permitted, if she wants, she can bring this Korban. And therefore, once she's already brought a Korban, that she's Oicheles Bizvochim, Ein Asharo Le'ochivo. Now we said from the Biskirov, from Reb Chaim in Sefer, that the Biskirov brings down from his father Reb Chaim in Hilchus Mechusi Kapore, the beginning in Perik Aleph Halacha Hey, and Reb Chaim explains that Be'emes the Gemara in Nozid of Chavtes Omed Aleph has a posuk telling us that there's a certain kind of Havor Mesuyemes that we learn out from Oshem Tolui, just like there's a Korban of Oshem Tolui in the Torah where you have a Sofik, if someone ate Chatos B'Shei Chilev B'Shei Gig, we have to bring a Korban of Oshem Tolui, so too there's a Korban called the Chatos Oif Haba Ala Sofik. Now even though the actual Korban is not different than a normal Chatos Oif, it is the same Korban Chatos, it's not a new kind of Korban like Oshem Tolui, but the Chuyvas Havor, she has a Chuyva, it is a Korban Chuyva, she has a Havor Chuyva to bring the Korban Sofik. So the Korban actually remains the Korban of a Sofik, and therefore the Einon Necheles, but the Chuyva and the Chuyvas Havor is Betoyas Vadai, that she's Mechuyiv on any tzad to go and bring this Korban, and she cannot say that she's not interested in bringing a Korban, but she's Mechuyiv to go and bring her hair, go ahead and bring this Korban in order to go and eat Zvachim. Now the Keren Uriah Be'emes asks, that if Be'emes we're talking about over here, she has a Korban Chuyva, she's Mechuyiv to bring this Korban, then why is she not Mechuyiv to bring the Korban, even in a case where she has already brought one, and she's already allowed to eat Zvachim, but she should still have to bring another Korban for all the other Leidois that she has, because each Leido itself is Mechayiv her separate Korban, and since she has a Chuyva Vadai, like we explained now from Reb Chaim, she has a Chuyva Savoa Vadai, so Mamela, even if she can already eat Kodshim, why do we say that the Mishnah tells us, Ein Ashar Oleh Chuyva? But he explains to Biskirov, over there in the Sefer, to answer this Kasha, and he explains that Be'emes, if we analyze over here the Korban of a Mechusi Kapora, we would see that in every Korban of a Mechusi Kapora, there's two parts to the Korban. There's the Korban which is Mechuyev to to bring this korban just like any other korban. If someone's mechuyev a korban chatos, so too over here. If someone has a leida, she's mechuyev to bring a korban chatos. But besides the chuyvas korban, like every other korban, there's also a second part in this korban, which is a mate and be machshe her to go and eat kolchim and be able to go into the Beis HaMikdosh. This is the korban of a mechuse kapor. The Gemara teaches us by us that the aloche, in order to be able to eat kolchim, she's not mechuyev to actually go and bring five korbonos in order to go and bring eat kolchim. Says the Gemara, litvilois medamin on law, we compare and we say that this chivas korban is like tevila, and just like someone who has five tumas can do one maisa tevila and become tori from all the tumas, so too over here, even though she has five chivas korbanos, she could bring one korban and through that be able to eat kolchim even through one korban. Now explains the Biskirov, be'emes, in normal korbanos, there's no such thing. She cannot bring one korban and pater through one havor all her chiyuvim. And like we see, Minei Obey in our sugya, inside the sugya itself, we see that when she has five leidois vadai, then the halacha is, like the Mishnah says, the machlokes Tanakama, Nibshimim Gamliel, the Tanakama says, the hashara leo chayva, even though she brought one korban, and she's already permitted to eat kolchim, but she's still mechuyev to go and bring a korban on every leido which she has, because one korban does not patter all her chiyuvim. The reason being, says the Biskirov, is because each leido is mechayva a new korban, just like each avera is mechayva a different korban. Memela, she cannot bring one and pater or everything with one korban. But the second chelik of the korban of a mechuse kapora, which is the actual mati and the machshe bekodshim, this part is only, all the korbanos have the same chiv, have the same nekuda, and there's the same koyach to be mater or bekodshim. And the only chelik, and the only part of the year of the korban which allows her to go and say litvilois medamin onlo, that we can say that she has one korban over here to go and allow her to eat kolchim, is only benegia this part of the korban which is the mati and the machshe her bekolchim. This she's enough with one korban. But the chuyva that she's mechuyev to bring the korban like every other korban, this she still has a din like every other korban, that she's mechuyev to bring one on every single chit and so to one on every single leida. So mameila we have over here be'emes two chalokim on every korban mechuse kapora, one chivas korban and one chilek which is machshe ametaye, and this is enough to bring one and be mate and be machshe to eat kolchim even though she actually has five chiyuvim. Mameila says a Biskirov, this could be that the chuyvas havor, which was nischadish in the parasha of Nozid of Choftes from Oshem Tolu Lazocho and Lanakeva, that this person, this isha, has a chuyva vadai to bring this korban of a chatos oif habor lasofik, this is all referring to the chuyvas vadai havor on the second part, that this korban is actually also a korban which is matter her bekodshim, and this is what the Torah gave her havor to do, this havor to be able to eat kodshim. But the other chelik of the korban, which is like every other normal korban, this doesn't have any din avor, and there's no chidush in the Torah that there's a new chiyuv to go and bring this korban, because maybe she had a leida. The only chivas havor is only for this chelik in the korban, which is matter her bekodshim. And Meila says the Biskirov is very well explained, that the Mishnah tells us the halacha, that she brings one korban, and ve'ein hashara leo chivah, because since already she's allowed to eat kodshim, by bringing the first korban, she doesn't have to bring any other, she can ready eat kolchim. Memela, now she only has a normal chivas korban like every other chiva. And since she doesn't know whether she can bring a korban or not, she doesn't know whether she's chayev to bring, because she's only a sofik iledes, there's no chidush at all in the Torah to say that she has a new kind of korban of a chatos and a new chivas havor after she's already allowed to eat kolchim. And this is only allowing her to bring the first korban, which includes the other part of the korban of a mechuse kapora, which has a chivas havor to be allowed her to eat kodshim, and this she brings ala sofik, but not for her chivas korban, and therefore ein hashara leo chivo. Now says the Biskirov be'emes, this is mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam teaches us in Shgoges, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, that other times we find lemoshel by the din of the tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov. If someone goes into the Beis HaMikdosh betumah, then there's a din of korban of a chatos oyle v'yoyret, if it depends on how rich he is, if he brings a korban chatos behema, or if he brings a korban chatos oif. Now says the Rambam, even in the case where the person is a poor man and he brings a chatos oif, but if the person has a sofik, whether he went into the Beis HaMikdosh betuma, he could not go ahead and bring a korban of a chatos oif habal ha-sofik. Says the Rambam Yireli, that even though there's, we find in our sugya there's a korban of a chatos oif habal ha-sofik, this is only by a korban which is mechuse kapore. But someone who's a tumas mikdosh or kedoshov, that there's no mechuse kapore, he doesn't have a halacha of a mechuse kapore, there's no din that before the korban he can't ikotch him, like the Gemara says by us, a chesam et beis, there's only a bal mechuse kapore. Therefore, says the Rambam, even though he's only bringing a korban of a chatos oif, but he cannot bring a korban chatos oif habal ha-sofik, because the chidush of the korban of chatos oif habal ha-sofik was only said in the korban of a chatos oif which is coming for someone with mechuse kapore. Now this is be'emes the din which we see by us in the sugya. Says the Biskiriov, the explanation is because the whole chidush of the havah of chatos oif habal ha-sofik was only said b'negeya the second part in the korban of a mechuse kapore, and even on every korban of a mechuse kapore himself, the second is already taken care of the chilek of Mati and Bimachshi Bekodshim, and he's only left over with the Chuyvas Korban like every other Korban, then we're left over with a person who has a Sofik Korban, and there's no din that he should be able to bring a Korban Misofik. Only in a case where he has a Chilek in the Korban, which is Mati and Bekodshim, then there's a Chidush of a Chuyva of the Chatas Oif, and this allows him to go and bring this Korban only by Mechusik Kapori, and this is the Makori of the Rambam Bemes, that the Rambam tells us that this korban of chatos oif habal ha-sofik only applies to mechusi kapore, like we find over here by us mineu be in the Mishnah, that even someone who is a mechusi kapore, once he's already allowed to ikotch him, he cannot go ahead and bring the other korbanos, like the Mishnah tells us, ve'ein ashar oleo chivo, like Rashi explains, b'koshi hitiru, this is how the Biskirov is marich over there, in the sefer at the beginning of mechusi kapore. Now, b'emes, even though we said that the Rambam tells us this halacha, that the korban of chatos oif habal ha-sofik only comes on someone who's a mechuse kapore, but the Keren Ohr in Nozid of Chavtes Omed Aleph points out that l'chayra from the lashon of our Mishnah would seem that this din ein ashar oleo chayva is mashma that she's not mechuyev to bring the other korbanos. It will be mashma in the Mishnah that if she would want to bring the other korbanos, she'll be allowed to. The Mishnah only tells us that she's not mechuyev to bring it ein ashar oleo chayva, which would seem that if she wants to, she's allowed to go and bring the other korbanis. Says the Kainuya L'chir, this should also be the halacha by other korbanis, like a Chatel Sa'if, by Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov. Also, he should be allowed to go and bring Misofik, like the Mishnah's Mashma by us, Ein Ashar Le'Chivo. But says the Kainuya, the Rambam, the Maisa tells us the halacha that the parsha was only in his Chadish in the korban of a Mechuse Kapor. Now, the Maisa, the Rishash, in Gittin, in Daf Chof Chesomet Beis, is a medayik in the Tosfos over there, that Tosfos over there is not discussing someone who's a mechusi kapore, and still Tosfos brings in the idea of a chatos oif habal ha-sofik, says the Rishash. This would seem that the Rambam, that Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam, and Tosfos holds like the Kenuris Diuk, the Mishnah only tells us in Ashar leo chivo, you're not mechuyev to, but if you want, you could bring the korban of a chatos oif habal ha-sofik, even in the case where you're not mechuse kapore anymore, and mamela so too, even someone who's a tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov. So too the Mikdash David, in Simon Yud Beis and Oisei, says his medayik like this in the Toisves in Nidor, Dafayin Omed Aleph, Diva Maschel Umevi. We see this discussion in the Divri Malkiel in his Truva, in Chelek Aleph Simon Choftes, over there he takes on his Svoi Bipshitus, that this din applies to all korbanos of the chatos oif, not just to the din of mechusi kapore. He doesn't even mention that the Rambam says mefurish faket, that the Rambam says that this din only applies to a korban of a mechusi kapore. And like the Biskirov explains, we find this in the Mishnah, that a whole chidush of the avor is only on someone who's mechusi kapore. So this is a more of a arichus of the Biskirov's explanation in exactly the gede of a chatos oif habo ala sofik. Now, it's worth pointing out that there's another Yesodah Stiga Mahalach in understanding this shit of the Rambam, why the din only applies of our Gemara of Chatos Oif HaBaal HaSofik only to a korban of Mechuse Kapore. And this is the Usameach explains over there in the Rambam, and he says that Be'emes, other korbanos, the halacha is that you have to have yediyah in order to go and bring the korban. There's a pasuk over hoyda elov chatosoi, like the Gemara says earlier in Zayin Amid Beis, a normal korban. The halacha is that gavre yediyah boy, he needs to have yediyah in order to bring a korban. The pasuk tells us hoyda elov chatosoi, without a yediyah, without a knowing that he's chay of the korban, then he cannot bring the korban. It's missing yediyah. Only by a korban of mechusi kapara, there we find that there's no halacha of yediyah, and even if he doesn't know about it, there's no din yediyah. This is a mafurish in the Gemara in Zayin Amid Beitz. Mamila says, Yisameach, lechoyer, what is bechlal the tzad to say that this person who's tumas mikdosh v'kadosh of someone who's not a mechusi kapara should be able to bring a korban of a chatos oif haba ala sofik? Lechoyer, since he's bringing this korban chatos, the halacha is a chatos bo yediyah korban chatos, needs to know, the person, the bailim, have to know about the avir they've done. And since they have a sofik, they don't know if they were over this avir, how can they bring this korban? Memela says, this could be the pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, yireli, that the korban is only by a korban which is mechusik kapara, because by mechusik kapara there's no aloch of yediyah. Memela can bring a chatasif, a baal asofik. Mashenkein, other korbanos, other chiyuvim like Tumas Mikdosh v'Kadosh v'Zedin Yediyah, so Meila, there's no way that I can bring a Chatos Oif Haba Ala Sofik. And Be'emes, this is a taina on the Achrin in the Medayik from Shittas HaToisves that he argues on the Rambam, and he holds by the all chiyuvim they could bring a Chatos Oif Haba Ala Sofik. L'chir, there's a very strong question, how could they could do so? What happened to the Din Yediyah, which is L'chir missing if the person has a Sofik? This is asked by many Achrinim, Nechaznish in the Goyim Simin Yud Gimel Sivkot Ches, the Chazini Cheskel increases Perik Beis Halacha Zayin, the Tshuva in Beis Yitzchok has a Tshuva in Yerideya Chilek Aleph Simen Beis. They all ask that L'chir is very hard to understand what should be the other tzad L'chir by a korban which needs Yediyah. There's no way you could bring a korban misofik. Mameila, this is a different way of understanding the din of the Rambam, and according to the Yisameach, this has no relevance to our Mishnah, and has no shaykhes to the din of the Mishnah, because the din of the Mishnah over here is a korban of Mechusi Kapore, and Afal Pikein, even so, we have a halacha of Ein Ashar or Leil Chivo, because like Rashi says, Bekoishi Hitir. Now, as we said, even though the Rambam tells us this din of Chata Sa'if Haba Al HaSofik when he comes in a case of someone who's a Mechusi Kapore, but the Maisu have to point out that we find also in the Gemara Nozin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, over there we find that there's a korban of a chatos oif haba al asofik, even though the pashtus of the Gemara later on in Chesam et Beis, most Rishonim hold that Nozin does not have a loch of a mechusa kapore. The Kainoya in Nozin in Choftesam et Beis discusses this point in Devar Maschel Umiloshoin, and he says we have to say that even though a Nozin does not have a din of a mechusa kapore, but the reason why he has to bring his korban is in order to help him start his Nazir's tire, and so too at the end, that he should be able to be mutter, beyayin, or betiglachas. So this alone also is enough of a tzirich, enough of a necessity for him to allow him to bring a korban, chatzosif, haba al asofik. Memele, even though we said that this din only applies to a korban of mechusik kapara, but it could be the tzirich of a year of the nozi also includes him into the klal of someone who's a mechusik kapara. The Shaar Melech also discusses this point in Shechita, Peik Beis, Halacha Beis. Mamela L'chir, even though we had the time of the Yisameach, the other korbanos, Nitav Yediyah, so Mamela, we have this question standing by nozi, that L'chir, nozi needs to have Yediyah. Mamela, what happened to this din? How is he allowed to go and bring a chatos oif haba al asofik? And l'chir, the tzurich, the necessity, like the Kainer explains, is not enough if at the end of the day he cannot bring a korban without a yediyah, since he's not a mechusik kapara. Mamela, this is the point we have to understand. How is there possible for a nozi in Gemara Nozi daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph to bring a chatos oif haba al asofik? But l'maisa, one can say that the gabe the nozi, since l'maisa this nozi is not bringing a korban al achet. The reason why he's bringing a korban, this is the same reason why he's not a mechusik kippurim, like the Gemara explains in Chesamet Beis. So maybe this is also enough to say that he doesn't need to have yediyah, since his korban is eni bo al chet, just like the Gemara says by mechusik kapara. This is the reason why he's eni bo yediyah. It is not a korban a bo al chet, it's a korban lachshiri bekodshim. Mamela, according to the Perum of the Yisameach, that he says the reason of the Rambam is because it's a korban, normal korban of Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshov, we need to have yediyah. Over here by a nozi, one can say that nozi she'enu bo al chet, he is be'emes, in a case also included in someone who's eni bo yediyah, and therefore he can also bring a korban of a chatos oif haba al asofik. So this is a bit of the summary of the dinim of the hilchis chatos oif haba al asofik, this new korban over here, which we find in the Mishnah in Chesam et Aleph over here by us increases.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.